internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
There's the theme song for the Stephen Roy Show. That's it. It's rockin'. That's the name of that. That's the name of that. It's called Rockin'. Yes, I am Stephen Roy, and this is the Stephen Roy Show. Yeah, my voice is a slight bit hoarse. That's okay. It is 3:28 on Friday, the 20th of June, the year of our Lord, 2025. Now, today might be the longest day of the year. It might be the summer solstice. It might be the longest day of the year. That's what everybody's saying. It's typically tomorrow, the 21st. You know why? Because that's the most important day of the year. Let's see if you can figure out why. If you can, hit me up at Stephen Roy Radio on the X. That's Stephen Roy Radio. It is the Stephen Roy podcast, and that's a preview of what's going to be coming up after the Rumble. We're going to Rumble first, and we are going to Rumble. Are you ready to Rumble? Oh, ooh, that's $10,000 to Michael Buffer. It actually starts with an L word. L word. I think it's L, get ready to Rumble. I think that's what the patented one, the trademark. That'll sue your A if you don't pay him $10,000 to say it. You know, his brother does announcing too, but he's just not as good. Just not as good as Michael Buffer. Is he still around? Haven't seen him on some shows lately. Anyway. So I hope you enjoy the Stephen Roy podcast. Got a lot of music queued up. I just teased you there. I'll even give you a hint. That's from the Cable Guy movie. Yes, it is. And that's a good movie. At one time, I had it on VHS, DVD, and I had the audio CD. Because I've been a cable guy for over 30 years. Yeah. Well, now I'm an engineer. Now I'm basically an engineer. That's all I do is engineering work, and that's okay. Hey, it's God's will what the future is for Stephen Roy. So, is that in broadcasting? Is that being an engineer forever? Is that in West Texas forever? Hey, that's okay. Because this really is God's country, just like the Blake Shelton song. It really is. All right. So, we take these headphones off so we can do the Rumble. I already got everything queued up. I moved the camera, so it's going to look a little bit different. And I don't exactly have my Sunday best on. As you know, it's totally high tech. What I do on the Rumble. Yeah, it's just an iPad, a ring light, and two overhead lights filtered with wax paper. Well, like I'm going to pay a bazillion dollars for actual filters when wax paper does a good job on these two floodlights. Now, I should put makeup on my head. It's always shiny on my head. But I'm not going to do that for this high-tech show. So let's see. Let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio, where you can join me here. Currently have 7,826 followers, which is cool. Thank you for following me. And hey, thank you. I'll say that on the Rumble.
Oh, you save that for the Rumble.
Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for the 20th of June, the year of our Lord, 2025. I moved the camera a little bit so you can see me a little bit better. Although I don't exactly have my Sunday best on, it is hot outside. And guess what? Here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. It is always hot in the summer in Texas. Now, here in West Texas, it's drier than in South Texas or East Texas. There, you're going to burn your A off because it's humid and hot. Here, unless we have a bunch of rain, which we haven't this week, except for one storm. What day was that storm? Was it Tuesday night? I think it was Tuesday night. We had a really bad thunderstorm. That's the most wind and hail at the same time I think I've ever seen. Haven't had any major damage. I've got slight hail damage on my pickup. I already had a little bit. Now I have a little bit more. But it wasn't from that storm. That storm came from the south. So it hit the back of my truck. Didn't really fall on the hood. It was the storm we had when we had tornado warnings that did dent my truck a little bit because it was golf ball size hail. So that was quite the storm. But hey, a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. This is not a new for the center of the United States. We are on the edge of Tornado Alley. And here where we live is on the Cap Rock, which is higher in elevation than, say, in New Mexico. The Cap Rock or the Llano Estacado goes from eastern New Mexico to, you know, about central Texas. Not far east from here. So probably in eastern West Texas where the Cap Rock ends. And where it ends and you go down in elevation, it is so beautiful. There's canyons and red rock, red dirt. It's really beautiful that how hilly that area is. And then if you've probably heard of the Hill Country of Texas, which is gorgeous. I could live there. Sure, have a ranch in the Hill Country. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Dee and I spent, what day was it? It was a New Year's. We spent New Year's. Don't remember the exact day we got there. A couple days before New Year's. And that was not New Year's 2025. It was New Year's 2024. And we had a good time in Fredericksburg, Texas. I recommend it around Christmas time. They have a really cool park downtown. And we didn't even know this until we went there. But every night during the Christmas season, they decorate the park so beautifully. All the trees are covered with lights. And a big, big Christmas tree. Huge Christmas tree. Really cool. I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a statuesque kind of platform goodie that's round and it looks like it spins and there's little like It's a Small World people on it. If you don't know what that is, look up It's a Small World at Mr. Mouse Land and you'll see what it is. I took Dee to Mr. Mouse Land. I took Dee, my daughter, and her fiance like 2 days before my daughter got married. And we had a great time at Mr. Mouse Land. I felt bad we spent money there considering their woke BS. They're losing their A. I think they lost over $100 million on the Snow White reboot that had a Hispanic girl playing Snow White. Nobody wants to see that. You can't take iconic movies from Mr. Mouse and then just destroy them and expect people to go see them. They don't want to see that. Who wants to see that? It's just stupid. I'm not going to spend a nickel to go to see any of that crap. I haven't even seen the Wizard of Oz reboot. Maybe when it's free, I'll sit through it, but I'm not paying money to watch it. I'm just not going to do it. All right, let's go to the X. At Stephen Roy Radio, you can join me there. There was something I was going to tell you, and now I know. Oh, the protected status has been removed from X, so you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. That's what I was going to tell you. So we're recording this show on Friday, June 20th, because tomorrow is the most important day of the year. Now, some say June 20th is the first day of summer. Sometimes it is. I should look that up. Let's look up first day of summer 2025. Now let's see what it says. I think it's today, June 20th. Didn't go because I had it on the wrong doohickey. Cut that, hit that. Now it'll come up. First day of summer date. June 20th. So it's the summer solstice, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, the first day of summer. Now, typically, that's the 21st. That's what I remember most. And the 21st is the most important day of the year. So if you think you know why June 21st is the most important day of the year, hit me up at X at Stephen Roy Radio. All right. Let's see what's happening here since I was just rambling for 5 minutes. Oh, did you see the latest picture of Whoopi Goldberg? I don't know if this is what, if she's without her weave, but this is Whoopi Doo Goldberg. Isn't she beautiful? And the caption says, I'm going to tell my kids that this is Whoopi Doo. And what did I say? I said, of course it's Whoopi Doo. Kids, this is the Whoopi Doo that spewed bat-ass crazy dribble on the spew. That's what you should teach your children. I think that's funny. So, you know, I don't quite get what's happening in the Middle East today. You've got Iranistan launching multiple warhead missiles. We're talking about missiles that go into space and then come back down to Earth as ballistic missiles. And then it is separating into multiple warheads. So that becomes increasingly difficult for the IDF to defend Israel, right? And some of those are getting through and they're killing people. Now, I don't know about you, but if they were raining missiles down on the United States, I would carpet bomb Iranistan back to the Stone Age. Now, people have been for what, a week? I mean, several days have been evacuating Iranistan because they know the worst is coming for them. You know, and our argument is not with the people of Iranistan. You know, Iranistan used to be an incredible place. Used to be, I mean, everyone was well educated, including women. Women didn't have to wear beekeeper outfits. They were part of society. They were allowed to work. They were educated. You know, and now, if you step out of line, they will kill you. They will hang you from a crane. And if you're a woman, they will stone you to death for no reason. Oh, they don't like your beekeeper outfit? Boom, you're dead. That's how bad it is in Iranistan. It's no different than the Talibanistan. It's no different than Talibanistan. So, yeah. And then you've got these people from LGBTQ MS-13 that think, yeah, we gotta save Palestine. Yeah, they're great people. Except if you're a member of the LGBTQ MS-13 group and you go to where the Palestinians are. There is no such place called Palestine. That whole section of the Middle East was called Palestine by some people. No. Israel has been there for 10,000 years. And I'm sorry, but the mullahs have not existed in that religion for more than what? Less than 2,000 years? So what makes them think that they deserve all of the Middle East? No, they do not. They do not. And, you know, I posted it yesterday. Let's see if I get to it. The actual quote. I'm not watching the Hair Hat anymore. I'm not watching Hair Hat Man anymore. When he went after Ted Cruz, when he went after Senator Cruz, you know, relentlessly. What verse is that, Senator Cruz, that they said Israel is the chosen people? I looked it up. Okay, there are several references to Israel, but in Genesis 12, I believe it was chapters 1 through 3, could have been 1 through 6, I will read it. I know I posted it yesterday. It talks about that, and I will read it to you. I'll scroll down so we can see it since we're only 9 minutes into the show. So I don't understand why the IDF doesn't bomb those mullahs back to the Stone Age, and I even don't understand why President Trump doesn't send the B-2 stealth bombers with bunker-busting bombs. They're 30,000 pounds, so you carry one in each B-2 stealth bomber, and you bomb their nuclear sites back to hell. And I mean it, back to hell, because that's where evil people deserve to be, is in hell. May God have mercy on their immortal souls. So this was a funny one that was posted by... who posted that? My follower. No, he doesn't follow me. I'm going to click on him. It was posted by Garbage Human, and it's funny. It is funny. And not sure who knows this. That's a great name. Anyway, it shows a 2,780-year-old scroll. 2,780-year-old Israeli tablet. Finally translated to reveal its message. Persia is only weeks away from developing a nuclear weapon. Now that's a joke, because they've been saying this for years, that, oh, Iranistan is so close to getting a nuclear weapon. Well, they are close. And if it wasn't for the Israelis using like cyber warfare and other means, like, and now they've taken out nuclear scientists, so it's going to be increasingly difficult to run. I'll give you an example. They use cyber warfare to command Iranian centrifuges to overspin and destroy themselves. And that set back Iranistan nuclear ambitions by some time. So if it wasn't for all those efforts, you don't think that Iranistan is going to use nuclear weapons on Israel? They will. And they have the capability now with ballistic missiles to enter space and take out the eastern seaboard of the United States. What does that include? That includes New York. That includes Washington, D.C. That includes, you know, Atlanta, Miami, you know, all the places in between, from Maine to Florida. That's the eastern coast of the United States. So, Perkles the Great, Perkles the Great, who follows me? Let's see if he follows me. Yes, he does. Perkles the Great posted this. Should all Pakistani men convicted of raping British women and children be deported back to Pakistan? So if you rape women and children, should Pakistani men be deported from UKistan back to Pakistan? That's the question, right? Now, granted, 1 in 10 British women have been raped. 1 in 10. And the British government refuses to do anything about it. They give people more time for protesting against the British government, even a Facebook post, even an X post, and they get 18 months in jail. There are people that rape women and children in the UK, and they get, you know, a few months, less than 18 months, but you get 18 months or more for a social media post. What the F is up with that, UKistan? And here's what I said. Here was my response. Should these rapists be deported to Pakistan? I said, castration is a fitting punishment. How do you rehab rapists? How do you rehab pedos? Explain to me how that's possible.
But Taban, rape is a crime of passion.
Yeah, and you got leftist idiots trying to rationalize being a pedo. In California, it is now legal to have sex with a child as long as you're not more than 10 years older. For example, I could be 19 years old and I can have sex with a 10-year-old, and that's okay. When does it become bad? When I'm 19 and the kid is 9? Or is it more than 10 years? I don't get it. How is that okay? You can't rationalize a pedophilia. You cannot. So it makes me ill. Mm-hmm. So here was the original question from Wiggy Jazzy. Saying there are too many non-working holidays on Juneteenth is so on brand for a man who's actively trying to erase Black history. Okay? Is that your response there, Wiggy Jazzy? Huh. And you know what my question was to that? I don't find my response, but I responded to that later. And you know what I said? I said, you know, a few hundred thousand Republicans died to stop slavery in the Civil War. Did you know that? The Democrats were the people that owned slaves during the Civil War. And Abraham Lincoln, the first Republican president, did not sign the Emancipation Proclamation until 1863, halfway through the Civil War, right? Civil War started in 1861. First shots were fired from Fort Sumter on the nearby British forts, and Fort Sumter was a fort, or is a fort, right in the middle of Charleston Bay. I've been there. And when you stand on that hallowed ground, you think to yourself, wow, this is where the Civil War started. This is where it started. And South Carolina was the first to secede from the Union, to leave the United States of America, to become the Confederate States of America, right? So the Confederate States of America was a separate country during the Civil War. The flag that they flew, that they carried into battle, was the Confederate flag. That is a battle flag.
But David, that's a racist flag.
No, it is not. If there are idiots that are racist, that carry the flag, that fly the flag, okay. But that's like saying the Mexican flag is a racist symbol because it doesn't represent the United States. And yet you have these idiots, these paid protesters, flying the Mexican flag. Is that okay? No, it is not. I can remember, I think it was Mountain View. I don't remember the town exactly. But I remember a town in the northern Sacramento Valley that flew the Mexican flag over a school on Cinco de Mayo. Here's another news flash from your Uncle Steven. Cinco de Mayo is not a Mexican holiday. If you're from Mexico, you know they do not celebrate that in Mexico. That is an American holiday. So it's a Hallmark holiday, which means it's a created holiday, like Mother's Day and Father's Day. Those are created holidays. They were not historically holidays. Cinco de Mayo is only an excuse to drink in the United States of America. It's only an excuse to party. That's all it is. It commemorates some Spanish, some like war, not war, but a battle between Mexico and Spain. That's what happened on Cinco de Mayo. But it is not celebrated by Mexicans. No, it is not. So it's pretty stupid. Now there's videos all the time on the X now about riders that jump in front of cars. And somebody said something like,
well, look at that. That protester has just been mowed down. No. That's not what happens. People mob these protesters, mob people's cars, and when they fear for their life, they take off, and these dumb A's stand in front of the car and they get run over. Am I supposed to feel sorry for them? Now, there are states like Oklahoma and Texas and more. There are states now where if you feel that you are in fear for your life, it is legal for you to run somebody over if they threaten your life. Just like in Texas, my car is governed by the Castle Doctrine. That means my car is an extension of my home. So it is legal for me to carry a gun in my car because of the Castle Doctrine, because it's an extension of my home. Now, it's legal in Texas to carry a gun anywhere, concealed or otherwise. You do not have to have a license to carry, which is what they call it. It's not called a concealed carry permit in Texas. It's called a license to carry permit. You don't even have to have that in Texas because now we have what's called constitutional carry. It is legal for every single adult in Texas to carry a gun. So what happened to this woman? She found out. Now somebody from, I don't even remember where, Portugal, Spain, somebody asked me, what does that stand for? It stands for F around and find out. And then up here it says, you are here. So you F'd around, well now you're gonna find out. That's what F-A-F-O stands for. And that is a very popular term now on the X. Now here's something funny. Iran is talking tough to us like our president ain't got 34 felonies. Now that's funny. That's very funny. Because, you know, and I have a shirt. After President Trump was shot, I bought a shirt that says, I'm voting for the felon. And when I wore that shirt in West Texas, you would not believe the amount of positive comments I received from that shirt. More than any other shirt. People love it. Now, this was a question this week. This should be a ticketable offense. And it shows all these people driving in the left lane behind a slow car. Well, guess what? That is a ticketable offense in Texas. Now, Texas is a huge state. It's the largest state in the United States outside of Alaska. So it's the largest state in the lower 48. And if you drive the rural roads in Texas, you would be amazed. It takes 8 hours for you to drive from here to the Texas Gulf Coast. 7.5 hours to Corpus Christi, 8.5 hours to to you know, even longer if you want to go to Galveston. About 8 hours to Port Aransas, which is near Corpus Christi. Dee and I went there last year. So I was on the rural roads yesterday. And let's see if I can see the replies. I replied to that thread. Oh, somebody posted that I drove the German Autobahn where there's no speed limit. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. People are now passing on the right to get around a slow car on the left. Yeah. Oh, boy, I can't believe how many comments there were. Of course, I wasn't the original person that posted on that. I am in replies. Yeah, I am in replies. Oh, well. So yesterday I posted the pictures. I've already deleted them. But I posted the pictures because I stopped on the edge of Meadow, Texas, which is rural West Texas. And I took pictures. On both sides of the road, there's a sign outside of every small town because you slow down as you have to slow down. The speed limit slows down as you go through towns in rural West Texas. And then when you get out of the town, there's a speed limit sign. It's 75 on rural roads in West Texas, except on Interstate 20. On Interstate 20 outside of San Antonio, I believe the speed limit is 80. I don't think it's 85. I think it's 80 because that's a really good interstate. But so here, it's 75 miles an hour outside of town. And as you leave town, there's signs that say the left lane is for passing only. So I took pictures of that and posted it on the X. And you can see that at Stephen Roy Radio. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what this is? If you're old like me, you remember what this is. You know what this is? That is a light that lights an aluminum Christmas tree. It's like little pieces of aluminum foil that are on the Christmas tree. I believe one's shown here. Yeah, here it is. That's an aluminum Christmas tree. Now, my aunt and uncle had one, and it didn't rotate. Doesn't this one show rotating? Yeah, this one has a motor on the bottom that rotates. They didn't have a motor on the bottom that rotates, but they did have the wheel that rotated to make it change colors. My Aunt Jo and Uncle Jack had one. And this is pretty funny. This is a dude that's talking to ICE agents. This is a dude talking to ICE agents. He goes, come on, let's go out on the run and I'll get a road and I'll kick your A. That's the way he sounds. He's a dude. He's a dude in a dress. Let's go out on the road, I'll kick your A. I just think that is so funny. That's a dude. Hilarious. Having my mint unsweet tea. Mm-hmm. And here is Alyssa Milano doing the Trump dance. I really don't know what she's doing. I think maybe she's having a seizure or something. Maybe she has Parkinson's. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But, you know, I heard when I watched that video, I heard YMCA playing, and then I asked myself, huh, she's doing the YMCA dance that President Trump does. Do you think terminal TDS is reversible? Do you think maybe the brain damage from TDS is actually reversible? I don't know. I really don't have the answer. Oh, look, Pocahontas was caught red-handed, and the Chicago Ray gives us this reminder. Just a quick reminder that Pocahontas was caught diverting funds intended for victims of the LA fire to Act Blue, which is a Democan means, you know, that's a cross between Democrat and Republican. That's a reference to the Uniparty. But leftist Dems use Act Blue to raise money. So she posted a link to support people in the fire, and that link actually went to Act Blue. Instead of fire victims, that money went to her. That's called money laundering. Yes, it is. That's called fraud. Mm-hmm. Here's a picture of Abraham Lincoln. Thank you for the Juneteenth holiday. Thank you for the Juneteenth holiday. People need to be reminded that Democrats owned slaves and the Republicans freed them. Yes, they did. Not only that, did you know that the Republican Party, now I'm not Republican, I really don't have a membership to any party now, when I was a libertarian in California after the 2012 election, when Mittens completely blew off the election and lost on purpose. He could have beat Mao Obama bad after the first 4 years that were terrible, after McShame blew that election bad.
Well, I can't call him Barack Hussein Mao Obama. That wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be nice to point out that he's a muzzy. No. I can't do that.
So the canary, the Hanoi Hilton canary, blew that election on purpose. Was done again in 2012 with Mittens. And that's why these rhinos hate President Trump, because he didn't just blow out the election to let the Dems win. And even worse, he's cleaning the swamp. He's really emptying the swamp now, and they don't like that. You know why? Because of rhino and leftist Dem money laundering. USAID is nothing more than money laundering. Why do you think Mrs. Lindsey Grahamstein went to Ukrainistan about 100,000 times? Is it because he wanted to sleep with Z-Man? Yeah, that's very possible. Mrs. Lindsey Grahamstein is gay and has a record of being with male prostitutes. I'm not judging. Who am I to judge? I'm not without sin. Let he is who without sin cast the first stone. I'm not going to cast a stone at Mrs. Lindsey Grahamstein if he's gay. Okay? I'm not going to do it. But the fact is, the first blacks in Congress were Republicans. The first blacks in Congress were Republicans. The Civil Rights Act would not have passed Congress without Republicans. In fact, Democrats filibustered for like 48 hours in the Senate to try to stop the Civil Rights Act from being passed. Do you know that? Because these media leftist Dems are never going to tell you that. They're going to spew leftist drivel out of their pie holes and not tell you the truth. You will hear the truth right here on the Stephen Roy Rumble and on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Yes, you will. I am not going to lie to you. And guess what? If I make a mistake, I'm going to tell you. So this is what I was telling you about before. This lady says black people shouldn't have to work on Juneteenth. And here was my response. Here was my response. Nope. Guess the descendants of the 500,000 Republicans that died for your freedom from 1861 to 1865 should get the day off too. But guess what? I had to work about a half all-nighter the night before Juneteenth, and then I had to work all day on Juneteenth. So I didn't get the day off. Yet my descendants, my ancestors were responsible for ending slavery. That's right. My ancestors were responsible for ending slavery. My ancestors were probably indentured servants. And guess what indentured servitude is? Indentured servitude is slavery. Yes, it is. And I didn't get no reparations. I did not. Here's another funny baby. You've seen these funny baby videos? Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. That one's with Fred G. Sanford. And it is funny. Wow. I'm not going to comment on the leftist idiot child, AOC. Did you see the video of Macron? Macron's the president of France. Did you see the video of his she-male wife smacking him in the face? She pushed him in the face. She's much older than Macron. And if you've seen the pictures and the videos like I have, she's a dude. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, she's a dude. Just like Michael Malbama is a dude. Is a dude. Yeah. If you don't believe me, look up the pictures, look up the video, and you'll see Winky. All right, that does it for me on today's show. What a great subject to end it with. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, you have a great summer. Enjoy the summer. Get out like we will. And you have a great day. You have a great evening and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Well, that's it for the Rumble. So I shut off my ring light. grab the iPad and we'll upload that to the Rumble website, and you'll see a link on my X at Stephen Roy Radio for that. I positioned it a little bit different that time, so you'll see what more of my wonderful body. Isn't that what Russ used to say? Yeah, he sure did. All right, let's play a song. Now, I'm playing this song for the IDF, for Israel. Please, Lord, please protect the people of Israel. I ask you to protect all Israelis and the IDF. In Jesus' name, I pray. Let the IDF's bombs and missiles, let President Trump unleash hell from B-2s with bunker buster bombs. I ask for the protection of our Air Force and all of our military. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Oh my God, RFD.
Thank you. Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I never was the type to hang with the harbingers of doom. And this party is addictive, self-destructive, no doubt. So I hope that someone saves a seat for me on the last plane out.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Go!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
Whack, whack!
Well, the landslide brought me down.
The who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
Cable Guy!
It's time for hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. And yes, I'm your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy. This is hour number two for June 20th, the year of our Lord, 2025. We're going to start this second hour, this rant-free second hour, with some Alonzo Bowden. I just posted a funny meme. You ever seen that meme of Ray Liotta just losing it? Just, that's me when potential employers see my ex and then their heads explode because they don't like what I'm posting. That's when I go,
now they bring us to global warming. I don't know. And the first problem I have, weatherman is telling me how hot it's going to be in 50 years, but he doesn't know if it's going to rain next week. You work out the difference between partly sunny and partly cloudy, then we'll work on Armageddon. Slow down, Mr. Meteorologist. You know, it just seems to me, it seems a little arrogant for humans to think we can destroy the planet. Because whenever man challenges nature, nature has no problem whipping our ass. Mother Nature is not impressed with human achievement, all right? Hey, look at my beach house. Whoosh. I don't see it. I see a lot of beach. I don't see much house. Mother Nature whipped man's ass, right? We lost a crocodile hunter, right? Steve Irwin? Steve Irwin's gone now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was sad. But we all knew it was only a matter of time. That's why we watched the show. You know, the first time you saw him poking a crocodile with a stick, you were like, ho-ho, set the TiVo. I don't know when, but this is going to be good. Because you don't go slapping snakes in the face, all right? If you slap snakes in the face, you're going to die, and then I'm going to laugh. That is nature. I don't know, maybe they're right. Maybe they're onto something. They tell me to go green, so I play along, I hedge my bet. I went out, I bought a green Mini Cooper, right? Because it's small, it's good on gas, it's low emissions, you know, kind of dangerous driving a little tiny car, so I bought a Hummer to carry it in. In case there's an accident. So what else we got going on? We got the global warming. Can't forget that. Global warming. It's getting hot outside, people. It's getting hot outside, and we're all going to die. That's my problem with global warming. They're just bringing it to us like it's the latest thing that's going to kill us all. Every year, they try to scare me with some shit that's going to kill us all, and I'm just tired of it, all right? Bird flu. Remember the bird flu? What happened to the bird flu? All right, weren't we supposed to be dead by now? Seriously, I heard about the bird flu. I stopped paying my bills. I called Visa. I was like, look, Visa, have you heard about the bird flu? Yeah, I ain't paying. Bird flu's coming. We're all going to die. I don't want to pay you no money. It's ridiculous. It's all fear. They try to scare us. Every year, it's something bird flu. Really? Sick chickens? Is that all you got? Sick chickens with everything we got to deal with. We got a war with no end in sight. We got the deficit. We got the foreclosures. There's a terrorist hiding behind every tree. And I'm supposed to be scared of a few sick chickens? Oh, 50 people died in China. Really? There's a billion of them. I'm not going to panic because a few of them checked out. I'm not scared of the bird flu. I'm trying to catch the bird flu. Yeah, maybe it'll offset my SARS. That's right, you remember the SARS, right? Right, every time an Asian coughed, oh no, it's the SARS. Think I was worried? Hell no, I was shooting up with the SARS trying to beat my mad cow. That's right, you're gonna get the mad cow, don't eat that hamburger, you'll catch the mad cow. Think I was worried? Not at all, vaccinated myself with the anthrax. It's all bull, people, and I'm not scared. I'll tell you who was behind the bird flu. The pork industry. Yeah, think about it. You had bird flu over here, mad cow over there in the middle. The other white meat was making a fortune.
Computers can do that? Homer Simpson here. I gotta go, my damn wiener kids are listening.
Don't
here, I'll stab you with a Q-tip.
No.
Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
You want the truth? You can handle the truth!
It takes two to lie, one to lie, and one to listen.
I am evil Homer! I am evil Homer! I am evil Homer! I am evil Homer!
No! No! No!
Invisible cola.
You're out of order! The whole freaking system is out of order!
Boring. I'd like to talk a little bit about Chinese buffets. I don't know if you knew this new development, but I'm not allowed anymore. They all have my picture with a big slash through it. No buffet. Buffet not for you. Son of a... You order a menu. You order a la carte. A la carte, yes. It's not my fault, though. With Chinese food, you get hungry again. Why is that? And it's a different kind of hunger. You go from full to starving. Nothing in between. You go, oh my God, I can't believe I ate all that chow mein. Hey, look, they brought egg rolls. Two, please. I went to a grand opening of a Chinese buffet. I got a flyer in the mail. And it said grand opening, and I go there with a couple of large mammal friends. And the owner meets us at the door. We closed. Says grand opening, pal. No, we closed. No buffet here. We dry clean now. I do your jacket ready Friday. Now go. You cause trouble. Son of a bitch. I went to this one Chinese buffet. And I must say, the owner was a little rude. I mean, he'd come out every hour. And... Look, he's still here! He go again! What he was doing, I found out, was putting more MSG in the food as I went up. So about the seventh or eighth time, I was slipping into an MSG coma. I had that never say die spirit, though. I was crawling to that buffet. Must get to lo mein. I give him enough MSG, kill an elephant. He still keep going. You can't stop him. You go now! You're here 4 hours! Why you're here 4 hours? You no come here anymore. Why you have spare rib? You're so big. Eat vegetable. Eat broccoli. You scare my wife. You go now! He was so mad. Oh, boy. Chinese buffet did not go well.
Times have changed! Our kids are getting worse! They won't obey their parents, they just want to fight and curse!
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No! Blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and clapping heads so full of lies.
on his shelf. But now when I see him, it says...
Well, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hubbubaloo and that bitch Anne Murray too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
Oh, the smog must stop, the trash must dash, the laughter and fun must all be undone. We must blame them and cause a fuss before somebody thinks of blaming us.
Oh my God, RFD!
Now I know what you're saying. Geez, John, I like spicy food. I do too. I love Mexican food. I can't eat it much. It's very gassy. Yeah. Oh, I have a problem. I do. Believe me, nobody wants to pull my finger. No. You'd experience it once, you'd leap across the table to stop someone from pulling my finger. Don't pull his finger! I mean, I had to start taking that Beano. You know about this? It defarts the food? Now, that's a medical term. I'm not being fresh. You'll hear any physician say, nurse, bring me the defarter. Because I had to stop, lady, I had to stop farting. I did. Because I was losing friends. I don't mean like they didn't want to be my friend anymore. I mean I almost killed two of my friends. I'm driving in a car, and my friend Billy's driving, and my friend Kenny's in back, and I broke wind. Ever so daintily. The next thing I know, we're in a guardrail. And my friend Billy slumped over. And he's mumbling. He goes, I see this. I see this. I said, Billy, what's the matter? What are you saying? Oxygen! Now Kenny has his jacket wrapped around his fist. He smashes the window open. He's got half his body hanging out, breathing for dear life. Ah, ah, ah. State trooper comes by. Is this alcohol? No, it's gas. Don't go near him, officer. He'll fart on you, too. Just shoot him right now. Now, Indian food's a different level of spicy. Spicy can mean a lot of things. Spicy can mean, ooh, that burnt my tongue a little bit. Ooh, ah. This is not Indian food. Indian food, the spices have been grown for thousands and thousands of years. And they get exponentially hotter as the years go by. Until they compact it into one dish that they put in front of me. And I'll tell you, this curry chicken went through my colon like a bullet train. I wasn't at the table 5 minutes, it hit me. Hey, where's the bathroom? Way over there, huh? I don't think I can pucker my butt cheeks together any more than this. Please, God, let me make it. Don't let me take a dump in the lobby. Ah, there's a line. No. Five guys walking around the restaurant holding their ass. Isn't that appetizing? I'll give you $100 if you let me go first. Go ahead. I already shit my pants. There was a long line for that bathroom. They served all the curry at once. You can't do that. You have to stagger the curry. You could hear Indian music coming from the bathroom. Oh, that's not a sitar. That's a sound of flame shooting out of your ass. Flame shot out of my ass. I look like a drag racer. Jonah's behind me trying to put my ass out. He thinks the whole place is going up. Don't go near the curtains. You're burning up my restaurant. You're the big one. I don't want you in here anymore. You go now.
Ugh, this idiot will fit in with our family as badly as Peter fit in with the Proclaimers.
I'm singing. When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. Comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you.
Be real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
You're just another brick. at school and I schooled up. But not like this. We can toss and turn, rumble, tumble, and twist. Anything you want, I give it. Fantasies will live it, so lay down and relax. Rumble my lady, lady love of my baby girl. Spread your wings so we can fly around the world. Harmony, charm on me, your fingertips economy. Me. When you drop the kiss of Susie Q, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I bless it. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as the best. We can lay down at the love and put your head on my chest.
ain't holding nothing back now. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it down now. I shook it, God, shook it down now.
That's going to do it for me on today's show. Don't know why I'm coughing. Anyway, have a great day, have a great night, and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Some modern English for you. Simple Minds and more as we have 12 minutes to go.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. But it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We'll be right back.
above me. Look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down.
Peace. see, we agree, amen.
Children and their children and their children.